tonight in Istanbul. Performers from 24 countries will face off in the final round of the Eurovision Song Contest. Some music lovers may question the kind of talent presented, but for Turkey, playing host to the 48th annual event is a point of pride. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Ukrainian singer Ruslana took the semifinals of the Eurovision Song Contest by storm this week with her energetic performance of a song titled Wild Dances. It all looked a lot like a musical episode of Xena the Warrior Princess, as Ruslana and her whip-cracking backup dancers performed wearing fur capes and leather and steel bikinis that were later described as ethno-military outfits. And yet, the Ukrainian songstress is now one of the favorites in the final round of tonight's competition.
And everybody's very, very excited here for the rest of the semifinal of the Eurovision Song Contest 2004!
Some critics ridicule the Eurovision Song Contest's campy theatrics and cheesy lyrics. But audiences in dozens of countries continue to compulsively tune in to Eurovision's annual broadcast, and contestants go the extra mile to charm television viewers in order to win their call-in votes.
And I'm next to Serbia and Montenegro. How do you feel?
Hi, Turkey. Hi, Istanbul. Hi, Europe. I love you.
The host country is Turkey, the winner of last year's competition. This year's Turkish entry, a ska band named Athena, was hard at work this week rehearsing moves with a choreographer. If there's a serious side to this contest, it's Turkey's hope to become more widely accepted by Europeans and maybe take a small step towards pushing through its stalled bid to join the European Union. Athena's leaders, tattooed twin brothers named Gökhan and Hakan Zoz, said it was an honor to perform in a contest they've watched since childhood.
The contest will be helpful for Turkey to be understood by other countries. It's helpful.
We're so tired about asking that kind of questions. Have you got your camel still or something like that? It was a joke, okay, but you see.
The Turkish entries face some stiff competition from Ukraine and their ancient rival Greece, as well as another contest favorite, Dean, a disco dancer from Bosnia-Herzegovina. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.